All right, here we are yet again, sitting with Captain Marty. He's got another great story for us. And Marty, before you start this story, I want to say that every time we get an opportunity to sit here and talk about these stories and these experiences and things that you've done, it's like Christmas morning. It's like a new present has been laid out in front of me, and we get to open it all together. That's how your stories feel, Marty.
Well, thank you, Justin, and thank you to everybody that's been tuning in and listening. I'm getting a lot of comments around the community, and as you know, I have my list of, we'll call it the top 10 list. And this story for today is in that top 10 list, and it's a real doozy. So just stay right here, and I'll tell you about Captain Lee Perry in the deep water.
Real. That's the first word that comes to mind when I think about Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor. Yeah, they're the first and last place you see coming to and leaving the Outer Banks on Highway 64 in Dare County, but they're also real when it comes to fresh local seafood. Troy Outland, real. Curtis and Josh, real. The indoor crab shedders, real. Stop by and see for yourself right next to White Shopping Center and check them out on social media. Outland Seafood in Mann's Harbor, real.
What could possibly be more fun than watching a bottlenose dolphin swim and play in the water right beside you? Hop aboard Harbor Star Dolphin Tours at Wanchese Marina and witness this remarkable animal up close. The Harbor Star is a spacious 50-foot vessel with a wide, shady canopy that runs two-hour trips multiple times a day, including a breathtaking sunset cruise. To book your tour, go online to wanchesemarina.com and click Harbor Star Dolphin Tours. See the majestic bottlenose dolphin up close with Harbor Star Dolphin Tours.
So, Justin, before I begin what actually happened in this story, let me tell you about the deep water and Captain Lee Perry. Lee Perry, born and raised in the Kitty Hawk Woods, just a tough, droll little guy. He had Coke bottle thick glasses.
Okay.
So when you got up close to him, his eyes looked giant, you know. he had a lisp, and I'm not making fun of that lisp, but it was part of his character. Really, really, the way he talked, it was just his and his alone.
Okay.
And he had the oldest boat in the fleet. Even when I first came here in the mid-70s to Oregon Inlet, the Deepwater was the boat that new mates started on. The Deepwater was the boat that the least experienced mates found a job on, and he would go through two or three or four or six mates a year.
Wow.
He was really excitable, short-tempered, and you had to so many mates in that fleet cut their teeth on the stern of the deep water. So that's an important part of the story.
Okay.
And at the same time this story happened, which had been in the late 70s, there was a new mechanic in our area. And many folks will know Jeff Hathaway from Hathaway Marine.
It's very Jeff Hathaway.
Was still at this time working for Western Branch Diesel. And he had moved down here. Instead of commuting down here to do diesel work, he moved down here. And Lee Perry had a major repair he needed to do on the deep water. And he waited till the dead of winter, when fishing season was over, to do it. Now, he had a beautiful home in the Kitty Hawk Woods that I'd been to many times, just an old estate, and it was on Kitty Hawk Bay, and a creek ran up into, he had a dock, and always a big gardener. I could go on and on. But he took the boat up there, so it'd be right in front of his house for this repair that was gonna take a few days. This young mechanic, Jeff, didn't know anything about Lee Perry. A couple people said, you better make sure you have everything right because he's got a short fuse. And Jeff was really nervous. Rookie. He was only like his first year as a mechanic.
Right.
So the deep water was a big nor'easter going on. The deep water was at that dock. You know what happens in Kitty Hawk Bay with a nor'easter? All the water blows out.
I was going to say, it goes out.
The tide goes down. So they went out on their little finger pier, and then you had to climb down onto the deep water. The tide was that low. It was actually sitting on the bottom.
Wow.
So, but that's okay. I mean, so Jeff, this boat did not have an engine room like all the new boats have. It had an engine box. So you didn't go below decks to work on the engine. You took off the engine box and worked on it from the salon, from the cabin floor. Mm-hmm. And so for a day or two, they were working on this old 871 diesel that they had in there, and Jeff was getting a little comfortable, and of course, Lee wanted to help. And all the mechanics will tell you, when the captains want to help, it's twice as much money.
Yeah.
Because they're not really helping that much. But Lee, the captains all think that saves them money, and it really doesn't. But Lee was helping him, and Jeff said, you know, the boat was so low, you could look out the side cabin window, and you looked up at the dock, you know.
Wow.
Anyway, while they were reaching in around this old motor, had rusty clamps and things, hose clamps and stuff like that, Lee gashed himself in the crook of his elbow on an old rusty C-clamp or an old rusty hose clamp and gashed himself. It was a pretty serious wound, you know, and Jeff, rookie guy, and Lee's like, Jeff grabbed the closest thing he could find, which is a rag, and shoved it over his arm. It was so close to that vein, he's like, oh, gosh, I don't know if I need to put a tourniquet on him or what.
Wow.
You know, and Lee, now, when I speak like Lee Perry, he called everybody old boy. I'm not making fun of his speech impediment, but it's part of the story. So Jeff said, Lee, I need to take you to the doctor. I need to take you down to the emergency room. It's before the hospital, but to the medical center.
Right, yeah.
That used to be up on the hill in Nag's Head.
Yes.
Kill Devil Hills, yeah.
Back nearby the what was Brit Haven.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
I need to take you there. And Lee's holding that rag, and this blood is seeping around the rag. He said, Jeff, old boy, I don't need, I'll get Miss Wilma. That was his wife. I'll go up to the house and get Miss Wilma to take me, because Lee would rather bleed to death than the knock off the mechanic at whatever hourly wage he was making to take him to the hospital. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, don't worry, I got it, you know. So Jeff said, are you sure? And he said, yeah. So he watched him. Now he's looking, Lee had to climb up the what we used to call a gin pole to get out on the dock. That was what they used to haul the Marlins up on their boats, had steps on it to get to the flying bridge. He climbed up there, and Jeff's okay, he made it to the dock, and Jeff went back to looking down and focusing on his work. He figured Miss Wilma, he'll go up there. Miss Wilma will take him to the emergency room.
Well, that's not quite what happened. When we come back, we'll tell you about what Jeff saw when he looked up just a few minutes later.
Hey, y'all. Captain Marty here to tell you that when my friends are in the market for a new boat engine or repair, I send them to the best, and that's at Ratcliff Marine in Belhaven. Ratcliff Marine is your official Suzuki outboard dealer. Suzuki motors are designed to get you on the water fast and get you back to the dock whenever you're ready. Ratcliff Marine is also the largest repower center in North Carolina. So when you're in the market for a new motor or you need your Suzuki serviced, go to Ratcliff Marine, 865 Highway 264 in Belhaven. So Jeff was working for about 10 minutes or so, and he happened to catch a movement out that window up over his head, and he looked, and there was Lee Perry up there still standing on the dock.
Huh.
And he had unwrapped his arm, and he was holding his arm out over the water, and the blood was just flowing out of his arm into the water. And Jeff said, what in the heck is he doing? And he jumped up there, and he went up there, and he said, Lee, what are you doing? You crazy? And he said, Jeff, old boy, he said, the doctor told me I had high blood pressure, so I'm just letting it off a little bit. So he was up on the dock bleeding himself like they did in the old days.
Oh, my Lord, yeah.
And he was still thinking old days. And he's like, and then he wrapped it back up and put some duct tape around it, and he said, I feel better now. Yes, he let off enough pressure where, because in a previous doctor's visit, the doctor said, you need to work on your blood pressure. He just took the quick route. But that was Lee Perry. That's one of my very favorite stories of him and Jeff. And thank you for tuning in.